This podcast is a presentation of Sandhills Community Church. For all the latest happenings, check us out at our website at www.sandhillschurch.org.
These guys don't know any Christmas songs at all. I mean, what is all this? What does any of this have to do with Christmas? These songs don't make any sense. These presents aren't even real presents. There's no Christmas cookies or candies as far as I can see, and there's certainly no mistletoe.
What?
Nothing. I was just saying, I don't think these guys know what Christmas is all about.
Maybe I can help you out.
Who said that?
Okay, that was me. I'm Zap, the keyboard player for the Knickknacks. I couldn't help overhear your conversation about this. So you guys are Christmas elves and you really don't know what these gifts have to do with Christmas? Wow. Okay, step aside. Let me see if I can fill in the gaps here. See, these gifts are actually what Christmas really is about. These aren't just presents that somebody wrapped up and they're going to give to somebody else and hopefully make them feel good for a little bit of time. These are gifts from the Maker himself. You know, the Maker, the one who made all of us, who brought us to life. It wasn't enough for us to just exist. The Maker wants us to truly live. And that's why even if we are in difficult circumstances or even if we're broken, the Maker has made these available so that we can still have hope and peace, joy, and love. The crazy thing is, we aren't just to receive these gifts too. After we receive them, we're to share them with others. So you guys have never heard this before, huh? Wow. Okay, you know what? If you really want to learn about these gifts, the Maker actually wrote them down in this book. It's called the Basic Instruction Book for Life and Eternity. You remember that? Okay, well, that's kind of a long name. I'd like to shorten it down. I call it the B-I-B-L-E.
Bible.
Yeah. Close enough. Anyway, it's kind of a partially an instruction book. It's partially a family album, partially a love letter. Totally awesome, though. But let me read to you a couple of things that the Maker wrote about these gifts. He wrote, "May the God of hope," that's the Maker, "fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." See, even though we wandered away from the Maker, even though we've messed up, and even though we break down sometimes, the Maker still loves us. And he has called us back to himself. And he's promised that someday he'll fix us up so that we never break down again. And it's the hope that we have in those promises that gives us peace and joy. Let me read something else that he wrote in here. He said, "And the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." How about that? What about this one? He says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." You've got to admit, that's an even more exciting gift than the brand spanking new Chris Ledley action figure with Kung Fu Grip. But there's more. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. See, that, my clueless little Christmas elves, is what Christmas is all about. The greatest gift of all. The one gift that's the key to unlocking all the others is right here. This gift the Maker gave to all. Merry Christmas.
This one?
This? This? I mean, it's awfully purpley, but... Maybe from the front. Get a little leverage. Get. 1, 2, 3. Okay. If this is the most important gift, then why is it locked?
Well, if this is the greatest gift, then maybe they don't want anybody to take it.
Oh, well, I guess I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a crowbar around here somewhere. That's what we need. A crowbar. Something. Oh, even better. Check it out.
Finny!
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wrong elf. My bad. Okay. I'm going to check. Wait a second. What if maybe... it's a remote control lock.
Give me that.
No, let me just... let me see if we can push some more buttons. Maybe it'll open.
Oh, we're not supposed to.
I just want to try. What?
What in the name of Christmas is going on out here?
A Swagtron T3 self-balancing hoverboard! Oh.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Johan, and this is my store. I'm the caretaker of all these toys, including that jack-in-the-box right over there. But the question I should be asking is, who are you?
Well, I'm Clara, and that's Finny. We're Christmas elves.
Oh, Christmas elves, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you even know what Christmas is really all about?
Oh, we sure do. I mean, you've got Santa Claus, reindeer, presents, caroling.
Nope. Yeah.
You got snow in the North Pole with the polar bears with the Coca-Cola bottles.
No, nope.
And chestnuts roasting by an open fire. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas from Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two.
Finny! No, I mean the real story of Christmas.
What do you mean the real story of Christmas?
Well, I see you've already been opening the gifts.
Mm-mm.
Do you see this large box right here in the middle? In order for you to understand the real story of Christmas, I need to show you what's inside this box. But before I do, I want you to hear something. Can I please have the remote?
The goat?
The remote?
Oh!
There it is.
You said the goat. Here's the remote.
Thank you.
John 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light.
The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Johann, who is this man? The man the world did not know?
Yeah, well, that's actually a much longer story. But it has to do with the maker of all toys and people, things, well, even Christmas elves. I'll tell you what, why don't you pull up a chair and I'll tell you the story.
Okay.
You see, long ago, at the beginning of all things, our Maker, whom we call God, created a beautiful garden of paradise called Eden. And inside of this garden, he placed the first man and the first woman named Adam and Eve. He had created Adam and Eve in order to have a relationship with them, where he could be their God and show love to them, and where they, as his people, would love him in return. The one requirement he had of them was that they would trust him. But the one thing he required was the one thing they really struggled to do. In order to test their trust, in the middle of the garden, he placed a tree. And on this tree, he placed a beautiful fruit. And he told Adam and Eve, "You can eat from any tree in the garden, but of this one tree you cannot eat, because the day you eat of it, you will die." Well, one day, when it looked like God wasn't around, Adam and Eve walked up to the tree, and the tree did have a beautiful fruit, and it looked tasty. And when they held it in their hands, they thought, "Oh, I bet it's wonderful." And so they each ate the fruit. And on the day they ate the fruit, they did die. They didn't die physically. They died in here. Something happened inside of mankind that hadn't been there before. This rebellion against God, this sin, we call it, now became a part of humanity. When God returned and found out they had eaten from this tree, he was so angry. He banished them from the garden and told them they could never return. But that thing they had done, that death, was passed on to generation after generation. And now mankind had something that they had never supposed to have had before. They weren't supposed to have this suffering, this loss, this rebellion against God, this death. God allowed mankind to struggle for generations until he had mercy on us. And in his pity, he sent his son to be born on earth in a city called Bethlehem to a man and a woman named Joseph and Mary. And they placed his little babiness in a manger. Actually, that's what most people get excited about at Christmas, is the baby in a manger. But the truth is, the story of Christmas isn't about a baby in a manger. It's about what happened to the baby afterwards. The baby grew up and became a man, and that man taught us the things of God and modeled for us the life of God. But the very people he came to save rebelled against him. They turned on him and ended up putting him to death by hanging him on a cross. His body was placed in a grave, but something really wild happened. On the third day, he walked out of the grave, having satisfied mankind's debt with God. It was an amazing thing. The Hebrews have a word for this man. They call him Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one. It means the anointed one of God to rescue mankind, to be our king forever. When I was growing up, I thought the way to satisfy the Maker was to do a lot of good things, maybe even go to church a lot, to give a lot of money away. But it turns out those aren't the things that satisfy our Maker at all. See, really what satisfies our Maker is when we turn to His Son and put our faith in Him. And we say to Him, I realize that I too am rebellious, and I need your forgiveness. I confess my sin to you, and I ask that you would make me into the person that you want me to be. And I pray that you'll be with me in this life, and then after this life is over, that I would be restored to you in paradise forever. I said the Hebrews call him Messiah. We also have another word for him, and that other word for him is here in this box. We call him Christ.
The preceding podcast was a presentation of Sand Hills Community Church. You can sign up for our weekly podcast at www.sandhillschurch.org.